Speaking of my friends, John Lester.
You woke our friend Laura's parents up because you were drunk and you went in her house and you had to pee and you were too drunk to be quiet.
No, I didn't go in the house. Another friend of ours did. No, I was the one running through their yard into the neighbor's yard to pee on their tree while the mother screamed, "There are strange men in our yard! What are they doing?" Yeah, so that went well. That went well. So my story actually involves Mr. Eric Arnault. As Eric just said, we're friends. Eric and I have known each other for 10 years. We were roommates in college. Eric was in my wedding party in my wedding, so we're very good friends. In college, we lived in an apartment that was the two of us and two more people, and we were all pretty nerdy, you know, computer science, chemistry, English, and I guess a business major, but I'm the exception. So we all had video game systems we had combined into our communal living room that we all had, you know, all set up in there. But obviously we all were owners of our own systems and we were the masters of our own systems. Eric was the owner of the GameCube and Eric was the master of that system. And for about a year, we'd been playing a game called Mario Kart Double Dash. We had spent many hours on this. We had all become very good at it, but Eric was, of course, the master, owned all the records, won more than he lost, and, you know, master of his domain. So my two passions in college, aside from sleeping and not going to class, were playing video games and drinking. So one Saturday night, after another round of drinking, I had come home, but had decided I was not so drunk that I would pass out. So I grabbed one of my roommates, not Eric's, Bacardi Raspberries, the very manly drink. Again, there were four men in this apartment. I grabbed one, popped the top, and thought, I'm going to play some Mario Kart. And I powered it up, and I looked at that welcome screen, and I said, no, not 50 cc's tonight. Tonight is a man's night. Tonight, we play 150cc, mirror mode. So I played, and I vaguely remember playing. I remember there being a rainbow road at some point. And then I went to bed at whatever hour. Next morning, you know, I was an early riser. I woke up at the crack of noon and came back into the living room to see Eric sitting in front of the television. And he just gives me this stare that I've never seen before. The long, icy stare of death. And he points at the screen, and in a tone of what you would give your pets when they make a mess on the carpet, "What did you do?" And I thought, oh crap, I broke the GameCube. What did I do last night? I was like, did I open it and puke in it, deciding I needed to run faster? I don't know. But what he's pointing at is the screen, and it's the record screen. And for some reason, instead of them all saying ECG, Eric Charles Garnault, they say J-O-N on top of every single course. In 150cc mirror mode. Eric looks at me and goes, "When did you do this?" I was like, "I don't know." He's like, "No, I played this last night and I had the records. What did you do?" Like, "Well, I went and got drunk with Craig and Diane and then I came back and, oh yeah, I played Mario Kart." And that is how I may have broken Eric's spirit in Mario Kart Double Dash. And this was 8 years ago, and every time I tell this story, Eric still sees with anger. I believe those records still stand on your Mario Kart. Yes. So, moral of the story, apparently I'm good at the legal kind of drunk driving.
Like, we can all go home. Like, I'm going to get you back real quick, though. So, like, 2 years ago, me, Dwight, John, and our friend Troy went to New Orleans. And this was, like, the most drunk I've ever seen these guys. Like, this was get up at 10 a.m., go watch the soccer match, and get wasted drunk. John Lester is the most talented person I've ever seen at throwing up and continuing a conversation. This is like 10 p.m. and we're walking down Bridman Street, and we're trying to figure out where we should go. And it's, I don't know where Troy was. He was probably talking to some bouncer. Me and Dwight and John were, like, standing in the middle of the street, like, hey, what bar do you want to go to next? And John's like, hold on a second, guys. And he walks, like, 5 feet over this dumpster, and he picks up the lid and just vomits in there. He's like, okay, so I think we should, like, give this a beat. Give this a beat. From throwing up to rational conversation. So
I would actually like to challenge that.
Let's go to Nerdalogs, Your Story is New Orleans. Let's do it. Make it happen.